everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
We're here, all right, 1 to 4 weekdays. It's kind of old news now after a month, but, you know, in case you didn't know, you can catch the show on the podcast by going to KFIAM640.com or the iHeartRadio app. Money is coming. Chance for $1,000 in just 15 minutes as we roll out the first keyword of the show this afternoon. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to put this first because Ray and I found it. I had heard a story this morning that I thought was a parody. And I knew it wasn't, but I said, well, I got to look into this. So I'm going to hand you in a moment the details on this story.
I don't know anything about this.
For years, we have had fun with the term that they call the cooling centers, right? The cooling centers?
The cooling centers.
You wondered why there wasn't a heating center because we've had these days of chilly weather.
Yes.
Cooling centers are places where people could go and, I guess, sit in a chair with air conditioning.
Usually the elderly.
They would. Although, remember the last time we saw a story, it was just some guy, he was younger. And he said he had nothing to do. It was too hot at home, so he just came here and sat down, and he was reading a paper or something like that. It was a guy like in his 30s.
That's the guy you want to hire. He's in his 30s sitting in the cooling center.
And what we also found out the last time we talked about the cooling centers, nobody was going to them anymore with the pandemic and other problems. People, they were closing them, I think, because there was only like 2 people coming there a day or 3 people.
Yeah.
Well, this story came up, and it's a new type of center. And there is the details of it. It is apparently coming from the Los Angeles Civil and Human Rights and Equity Department. And it is, not a joke, the Peace and Healing Center.
Wait a second. Is this tax money here?
Yeah, because it's coming from Los Angeles' Civil and Human Rights and Equity Department.
The Equity Department?
Yeah, and they get funding from the government.
Equity Department.
And the second question I had was, what exactly goes on in a peace and healing center? How do you, I thought it'd be like a church. You'd go in, it'd be kind of dark, and there'd be like a little place where you could meditate.
That's right. We already came up with churches to handle that.
Well, they claim there's no real definition. They just say it's diverse programming to meet the community's unique needs.
Oh, diverse programming.
Yes.
Well, I'd hate to go to a peace and healing center and find out it wasn't diverse.
For example, in Westlake, it's a community garden. That's a peace and healing center.
Who got the contracts to build these places?
There's financial literacy workshops also being held in other areas. Financial literacy, helping people who can't figure out how to balance a checkbook or open a bank account.
Right. Yeah, that's so hard to do.
Creating Justice LA and Skid Row will offer social through immersive education in music, art, and meditation. For the homeless, right.
For the homeless on Skid Row?
Yes.
Is that why they're homeless?
Yes.
There's not enough art and music in their life? They're not meditating enough?
All of this comes from L.A. Repair, and repair is an acronym. Can you figure out this one? All right. R-E-P-A-R. Reforms for Equity and Public Acknowledgement of Institutional Racism. That's what repair stands for. So after they formed that group, they came up with ideas. How can we spend money to help people repair?
Who was going to show up
here? And someone came up with a peace and a healing center. It's, well, yeah. They're spending
$8.5 million on this.
Yeah, eventually you get to the money, right, as to what they're spending.
$8.5 million.
Right.
I don't see any on my side of town.
No, you're not a repair zone.
Well, I need
Did you see the zones that are, for example, is repair zones in Boyle Heights, Mission Hills, Panorama City, Southeast LA? I'm afraid you and your rich West Side friends don't get a peace and healing center.
I need peace and healing. I'm paying for this.
Most days when I listen to you, you do need a lot of peace and healing.
Look, I'm upset just reading this. Now I need to go to the peace and healing center, and there is none for me.
This is littered with terms I haven't seen. Apparently, the Center for Disease Control has a social vulnerability index. There's also the Cal Enviro Screen Environmental Index.
The what?
The Cal Enviro Screen. That's almost like an acronym.
The Cal Enviro Screen.
An environmental index. They're trying to figure out what qualifies as a repair zone.
Hey.
And once you're designated as a repair zone, then you can get this kind of
repairs. Can I get my car fixed?
It's for racial healing.
Wait, it says this pilot program, among other things, aims to improve government trust.
Yeah.
Well, no, this has damaged government trust for me.
Yeah, you're right.
They took $8.5 million of tax money.
You're right.
Blowing it on this thing.
Repair is LA's first participatory budget pilot program. It will distribute roughly $8.5 million directly to 9 LA city neighborhoods that are called repair zones. So this part, I think, came out a while ago, but the new thing was their idea for a peace and a healing center.
A peace and healing.
So up to 12 grants totaling more than $3 million are available for programs.
Do you go and sit in a chair?
No. Well, one example was a garden.
Is it quiet?
They thought that would be a peaceful, healing place so people can come to a community garden.
I have a garden.
Others are, do you go out there and heal?
Sometimes.
And seek peace?
I've run out of the house into the garden.
If you grow a garden, why aren't you bringing vegetables for Deborah Marr?
Exactly.
I brought lemons to her.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Well, you bring her French fries. Come on.
Everything out. That brings her peace and healing, French fries.
Yeah, but she's not going to fit into her
exactly. It makes green outfits.
Our whole garden is ruined by that tree that fell down anyway.
Well, maybe you two should get together in your garden and have some peace and healing.
I have enough of John Cobell 5 days a week.
Yeah, I don't really spread peace and healing very much.
No, you really don't.
So apparently they have repair zone committees. Oh, wow. See, this is how a bureaucracy grows. And they sit down and they come up with ideas for implementation. They also have idea collection. Community members share their ideas for programs.
This is all nonsense.
Oh, it is.
This is all just waste.
It gives you a great idea of how the government really where does the money go?
It's cover stories to reward politically connected people and campaign donors. That's what it is. And friends and family members.
It's also virtue signaling to say, we're doing something about the problems. We've come up with LA repair zones where people need more immediate attention.
But
these used to be called, John, what, the underserved communities? You always mock that term, but that's kind of what they're talking
about. Well, it's like they're getting served pretty well here.
They
got $8.5 million. I didn't get that.
Los Angeles has some of the lowest income and highest need areas in the country, resulting from years of structural institutional racism.
No, maybe if you get up and go to work, you'll find out that things change rapidly.
And let's be honest,
there's a lot of peace and healing if you go get a paycheck every week.
Some of the highest need areas are because we brought in a lot of migrants.
Yeah, right.
From different countries who were poor, and it's tough to get going in a new country and really step up economically. There's still a lot of people that are, because we allowed so much immigration, legal and illegal.
And if you spend
have a lot of places that are low income.
Spend all day snorting meth and injecting fentanyl, then, instead of going to work. There is nothing that going to work won't cure. Nothing.
All right, when we come back, we will update you on John's old Benedict Canyon neighborhood. We have new information. The El Segundo Times finally did a story that it looks like this was involved in some sort of a rap album release party.
What a shock.
That
was my first guess.
That it was
that had something to do with rap guys, rap musicians. And I was telling somebody, and they go, no, why do you say that? I go, watch, you'll see. Rap musicians.
I heard Benedict Canyon. I didn't think of a VRBO or a Airbnb, so I had no idea what happened. I just said, I thought of you right away.
Yeah.
And I said, if that was 14 years ago, John could have been shot.
I could have been. The place has gone to hell. I'm glad we got out of there.
I do have a chance for some cash. $1,000 is up for grabs with a keyword. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah,
well, coming up after 1:30, we are going to talk to a board member. It's Benedict Canyon Association. John's old neighborhood. Mm-hmm. This is, of course, about last weekend's shooting. And I think the first question, John, is what's with Beverly Crest? Let's see how he responds to that. We have learned a little more about that shooting. I had seen a story yesterday that connected it to some sort of an album release party that whoever rented the house were outside the shooting took place. Three women died inside a car. Four people were hurt.
Supposedly the guy who bought the house with a partner in 2019 is in the music industry.
Oh, okay.
But he's based in London and he has been in Miami most recently. So he rents it out. Maybe he rents it out to people in the music industry that he's connected to. I don't know.
Oh.
But there's some rap guy who had a new album, and I've not heard who this is. Apparently the local media is paralyzed and is unable to find out. Police say they got a pretty good idea who it is, but they're not saying it publicly yet.
Yeah, that's what also came out of the story. It reminded me a bit of the Idaho murders, that they just did not release everything they had for reasons that they just didn't want the killer maybe to know. And maybe in this case, they don't want who they're looking for to be on the run too much because they think they got a good lead that they can go track them down and arrest them. I don't know how many people. I mean, 30 shots rang out, right?
30. Yeah.
So apparently the car that was struck was a Porsche sports SUV. It was rented. The three women were sitting in there, and they were killed by the gunfire. Now, whether or not they were targeted, or it was just an exchange of gunfire between two disputing groups, which is, I think, the lead belief that there was some sort of a.
Yeah, I think the shots went two ways. Now, what cracked me up in the leftist propaganda El Segundo Times.
Yes.
The headline, aspiring rapper, two mothers killed in Benedict Canyon shooting. Why are rappers always described as aspiring rappers?
Do
you ever see a phrase, aspiring plumbers? An aspiring welder has been killed?
Well, you do have aspiring athletes, right? Maybe not really. Aspiring football player? Well, you're either playing football or you're not.
They turn it into something more noble and romantic and tragic.
None of the women had any criminal history. Family members are talking. One of them is wondering if something happened at a bowling alley. Apparently, they had been bowling before they went to the house for the party that may have set people off. But investigators said they don't believe that has anything to do with this. But they're not saying what led to the exchange of gunfire outside this house.
At 3 in the morning, there could be drinking, there's drugs, there's competition going on, maybe competition for the women.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And sadly, this is what some of the rap songs are about. There's often violence and gunfire, and there's some tough things that go on. Now,
have you heard a rap song about flowers and rainbows?
No.
No, me neither.
Some romantic ballad? I don't think so. So LA Magazine has an exclusive. Oh, but John, the headline is Beverly Crest.
Yeah.
How exclusive can you be if you're not naming the area right? Beverly Crest mass shooting partygoers burglarized the rental hours later.
Yeah, you know, it's true.
That's a bizarre.
I called my friend who still lives in the neighborhood, and he told me this a couple of days ago. He said they came back. They came back and broke in, And I couldn't believe it because I thought the cops were around, but I guess the cops had gone home.
It's a crime scene. I thought it has to be secured. Maybe not the house, but the street where the shooting took place.
I guess they left stuff behind that would be evidence.
Oh.
That would lead the police to who did it.
Well, if that's true, you're supposed to secure it. There's supposed to be a guard there, a cop who's keeping watch over there. You put up the yellow tape and
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe they came back and burglarized the place.
The break-in was reported at 10:15 a.m. Saturday at this house on Ellison Street. According to LAPD Public Information Officer Matthew Cruz, when officers arrived on Saturday morning for a second time, the burglary suspects were gone. I wonder who called it in. They contacted the owner, who declined to pursue a complaint.
Which means he knows what this is about. He knows these are a bunch of bad guys who will hunt him down.
Right.
So he's not going to complain about stuff being stolen out of his house. The property was rented by a guy named Brandon Carroll, also from Chicago, who's one of the four people who was shot, and he's still in the hospital. He was in critical condition as of Monday night.
Yeah, the house was sold in 2019 to a British music manager based in London. Mm. And he bought the house along with a partner for more than $2 million, which sounds kind of low for...
Yeah, that is low.
Yeah, I would think those.
Oh my God! Want to hear this one? It's the house friends of ours used to live in.
Oh,
years ago when we lived there, there was this couple. They had two boys about the same age as our two boys.
Oh.
And they moved out about
they
10
moved
years
out
ago.
Like you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Every day I learn something that's amazingly close.
Well, that's what we want to talk to the Homeowners Association, or what they're calling the Benedict Canyon Association, after 1:30, because they put out yesterday that there's just too many of these short-term rentals in this neighborhood, and there's been other incidents before. I don't know how many murders, because this one got a lot of attention, because this just doesn't happen in this section of L.A., and that close to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, they said there's been three murders in the last 2.5 years in the general Benedict Canyon area, which I didn't know.
Detectives are hoping surveillance video captures the assailant or assailants. This happened between 9 p.m. Friday and then the early hours of Saturday is when the 30 shots were fired. But it could be both sides. I mean, whatever the dispute was, we could be looking for people from both sides, whether they're gang members or there's some other rap affiliation that they had. Was it at odds with the other one? And they were there to screw up the party and make sure it didn't succeed.
Somebody didn't pay their drug bill.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, the family's pretty sad. Apparently, the aspiring rapper's father, Keith Hutton, was speaking, and he wrote a tribute to his daughter. Another woman was born and raised in Chicago. Like I said, a lot of this group seemed to have come here from Chicago. And I guess they thought, well, you know, we got a brand new rap album that's going to get released. Let's celebrate. Let's look online, see if we can't find a rental. And they honed in on this particular old John Cobelt neighborhood. And shots were fired.
All right. So we're going to talk to David Cadlin, the president of the Benedict Canyon Association.
Yeah, he's coming on next. He's actually the president, part of the executive committee. And he'll tell us more about the story and the response in this neighborhood to a last weekend's shooting that killed three people, injured four. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app. All right, we have a chance now to talk to a board member of the Benedict Canyon Association. And, of course, they're in the news because they're calling for a halt on short-term rentals last Friday night into Saturday morning. There was a horrible shooting in the street outside a short-term rental in that neighborhood of Los Angeles in which three women lost their lives sitting inside a car, four other people wounded. Not a lot of other information coming out, except we think it was something to do with an album release party that was being held at the house and resulted in some sort of violence on the street.
For a rap artist. Let's get David Cadlin on. He's president of the Benedict Canyon Association. David, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. I lived there for 14 years. What the hell happened to the neighborhood?
Well, you know, there became a lot of development there with large houses, and people wanted to have some party houses over there, which have problems with the neighbors, loud music till all hours of the night, and then sometimes, rarely fortunately, but sometimes culminating in the tragic incident that happened last Saturday.
Now, I read there's been 3 murders in the Benedict Canyon area in the last 2.5 years, all
from rentals
connected to short-term rentals. Is that true?
That is true. Actually, one was on Mulholland in August of 2020, and one was actually about 4 blocks up the street from where my wife and I live, as well as in August of 2020. So, unfortunately, that does happen, and I understand from the ones in 2020, those were party houses, there were party there, and there were alleged gang members in there who were doing the shooting. This current one, the police are investigating, and all the details have not yet come out, but they're thoroughly investigating, and the Benedict Canyon Association has been enlisted to try to get people who may have camera footage for it.
You know, that is an extraordinarily peaceful area, and I really enjoyed living in that neighborhood. And
you said it was one of your favorite places to live.
Probably the favorite place I ever lived.
How about that?
And I
remember your house at Elmira. It was wonderful.
that'd be second. And so I know I still have friends who live there, and they all work really hard. They work long hours, and they've been successful, and they have nice homes. And to have now murders in the street is just unfathomable. Now you the city can't put a stop to this?
Well, they do enforce party houses, and when the parties are sometimes in the middle of the night till 2-3 in the morning, neighbors call the police come out, but then sometimes the party house, they get quiet, and then when the police leave, they may start again. They could get fined as well, but the problem is that it's a cost of doing business from the entrepreneurs who put these events on.
Because they charge admission just to some of these parties.
Some of them they do. They advertise them on social media. They charge admission. People may come to one of these things after partying at a dance place or at a bar. Others are to promote some product, some event, some service, but those may not be charged for. But then the impact of them is still the same. Could be hundreds of cars around blocking the streets, making a problem potentially for first responders, creating a fire danger too. John, as you know, there's so much abundant foliage, plants and trees and brush in the neighborhood that somebody carelessly tosses a cigarette out, flicks a cigar, and then the whole place could burn up, and there could be a wildfire there. And when people come there unfamiliar with the neighborhood, they don't realize that we are in an extreme high fire density neighborhood.
Yeah, and there are not a lot of ways out of those neighborhoods.
Has your association been in touch with any of these homeowners that are doing these short-term rentals to try to talk to them about this situation?
Well, the neighbors actually do, and then when there's notification to the city attorney has contacted them and explained what the law is, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but the problem is, as I mentioned, that it's a cost of doing business if the promoter of the event just has to pay a nominal fine.
Yeah. Is there any movement to get the city to stop these short-term rental situations?
Well, yes. Well, the Benedict Canyon Association has consistently attended city council meetings with the Planning and Land Use Committee, with the city council. We've actually recently, the last couple days, written letters to Mayor Bass with hopefully she'll be able to put this on her agenda as well, and to the city council. Just pleading with them, please take action to stop this. Not only for, of course, the rare but tragic shootings that have occurred, but also the potential of life and limb with the danger to fire in all the Santa Monica Mountains.
Yes.
This has really worked up, I guess, people in your neighborhood. This particular shooting has gotten a lot of attention. The other shootings you said, murders, I didn't hear much about.
Sure, sure. Well, they were in the media, but they have not been very, very vocal for whatever reason. And after each one of those, we, the Benedict Canyon Association, have contacted our elected officials and try to rein in and actually stop all short-term rentals. You know, we understand the city generates some revenue if they can license or permit legitimate non-party house rentals, but unfortunately the ones that have these large events kind of slip through the cracks, and we don't think that any short-term rentals should be allowed in any of the canyons because of the fire dangers, and sometimes these other tragic events happen as well.
So if somebody wants to have a short-term rental situation with their house, they get a permit and they pay the city a fee?
Technically, they're supposed to. Whether everybody does that, they do not do so because the enforcement is very difficult. But, you know, if it's a mom and pop or somebody who wants to do so on a longer term to rent out their place, certainly people have the right to do so, but not to have commercial events there, because these party houses are in fact commercial events and are not legal in this 100% residential neighborhood.
Now, you're with the Benedict Canyon Association. What is Beverly Crest?
That's not Beverly Crest.
The city calls it generally Beverly Crest, the area in the Santa Monica Mountains, which includes Benedict Canyon, in Coldwater Canyon, in Beverly Glen. So we're actually Benedict Canyon, and we're a canyon separate from, John, from Coldwater and mm-hmm. Beverly Glen. But they just kind of lump it together as Beverly Crest.
Because Beverly Crest is to the east, or it's Coldwater Canyon.
Yes, correct. Well, Beverly Crest, it is a gated community further east by Sepulveda.
Right,
having
yes.
nothing to do with us, but they just kind of, for whatever reason, have called this whole area here Beverly Crest.
I never heard
All right,
that.
David, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate
David,
it.
David, thank you.
Can I just do say one thing? Say hello to my wife who loves your show. Hello, Anna.
Oh, hello, Anna.
Absolutely, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you for loving our show, and thank you for coming on. It's David Caden, president of the Benedict Canyon Association. Wasn't there a Manson murder in Benedict Canyon?
Yes. Yeah, the Manson murder happened not far from where.
Well, 1969. But
right, but it's in the same general area. Right?
I thought I remembered, because that's where it was always ingrained in my head from history.
Yeah.
Was it was connected to the Manson case.
No, probably a two-minute drive from my house, because I drove on that block once.
Well, didn't you see? It's not a new problem with people being murdered.
Oh, right? No. It goes back 50 years, sure.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Spooky things go up in the mountains.
You know, we got that moist line. Have you heard of it? It's coming back in just 2 days. So here's a heads up for your messages. Use the iHeartRadio app as a little microphone. You can talk back that way, and we collect those messages. Call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, somebody turned Governor Dippity-Doo loose today. Here's the thing. They're trying to get another bill passed for gun control in Sacramento. This deals with concealed weapons. And I'm like, I don't recall how many times they've arrested somebody in a big crime, whether it's a shootout or a burglary, that they had a concealed weapon permit. Don't really know if that happens.
No, it has nothing to do with the round of murders we've had. Nothing at all.
No.
They jump on whatever the hot button news here to beat their old dead horse one more time.
And they seem to believe the philosophy is we just don't want guns in society. So whatever we can do to limit guns,
but
concealed weapon people are like, I want that in case I am involved in like the Monterey Park story.
Oh yeah. No, if you're comfortable with a gun, you absolutely should have it to defend yourself, since these guys, they're showing up on mushroom farms, they're showing up in quiet neighborhoods, dance halls. I mean, yeah, normal people have to be armed. We're just supposed to sit and take it?
Yeah, I'd be very grateful. I don't have a gun, but if somebody, like in a grocery store or something, was there and pulled out their concealed weapon to fight back against the shooter, I'd have to be very happy.
The thing is, the Supreme Court has banned concealed weapons bans. Is that too confusing? They banned a ban?
Well, they found it too limiting. The way most jurisdictions carry it out, they really make you go through the hoops. They don't issue a lot of permits, right?
Right, but now...
Remember, Sheriff Villanueva was ready to issue a whole bunch. He was excited to... I don't know, however he got that done before he got...
Yeah, so the Supreme Court said you just can't do blanket bans of concealed weapons.
Right.
And so what...
What they're trying to do in Sacramento is just make it more restrictive. Oh, right. We'll issue a concealed weapon, but here's all the new rules.
You got to take 16 hours of classes. You got to do an interview with the sheriff's
deputy. You can't have it in certain places is what they're putting
right.
in the bill?
Yeah.
We're actually going to talk to a Republican assembly member coming up after 2 o'clock because there's still a few of them left in Sacramento, held their own little news conference to say gun control? No. They're about crime control. You like that? Crime control?
They have passed 100-plus gun control measures. Over 100. And as you can see, it doesn't stop anything.
Not in this state, no.
No.
And now we're like ground zero for the latest mass shooting.
So when we, it's like, okay, try it your way. Pass, 1, 2, 10, 20, 50, 70, 80, 90, 100. You haven't stopped anything. Maybe they don't work.
All right, so stay tuned after 2 o'clock. We'll talk to an assembly member, Republican. Oh, and also we got to do an update on the Tesla road raid suspect.
Oh man, this is a piece of work.
And we have to rename it. It is roid rage.
Yep.
Apparently, he was dealing in steroids. Right. John was wondering what was going on with this guy.
Well, we said the other day there's got to be some drug component involved.
So
I think he loads up on steroids and then he goes driving around.
Now, one of the most incredible stories to come from the world of reparations in the last few months came out of San Francisco, where there was apparently a draft plan for black residents in that city to get $5 million in reparations. Well, there's a supervisor by the name of Shaman Walton who went on the record to say that's not enough. So, while most people's jaws dropped at the figure, Shaman says no. That is just a beginning. It's much less than a lot of projections that people say black people should receive for reparations here in the United States. He goes, you can Google reparations work that's been done. Look at monetary formulas that people have put together. And $5 million is a very minuscule amount. Although, to put that number in perspective, if every black resident in San Francisco qualified for the $5 million, the city would be on the hook for $223 billion. That's $263,000 for every non-black person in San Francisco.
Right. So every non-black person would have to cough up over $250,000.
That's correct. And that's if the $5 million is what they come up with.
And this guy thinks it's not enough.
No. He's adamant.
Did he attend math class?
Because I think the state one, right? There's a state reparations committee. It was much less than $5 million. And this story got headlines because of the $5 million figure.
The median income in San Francisco is $97,000. So how are you supposed to come up with $263,000 when you only make $97,000 a year? And that's the median.
Not going to happen.
Half make less.
He added that white people today may argue they never owned slaves, but wealth was transferred to generations of people who are ancestors of people who participated in slavery.
That's not true. My family came from Poland.
See, then... You get to have an exception to making the payment.
Well, I better get an exception.
I better do my family tree more strictly. I don't think we had anybody that owned slaves anywhere down the line. I don't know.
My dad was a slave for 4 years there. The Germans captured him.
They made him work?
Yes, in a farm.
Oh.
It was forced labor on a farm.
Potatoes?
Yes, it was.
It was potatoes.
Yeah. He was forced to work on a potato farm in Germany.
He says, so they were direct benefits of slavery, which is why people who look like me haven't had the chance to achieve the same level of generational wealth that has led to gaps that exist for black folks here in San Francisco and, of course, he adds, across the country.
All you're going to do is drive out everybody out of San Francisco. Nobody's going to stick around and pay that $250,000 reparations tax.
And they still have to figure out the requirements because there's always been this debate as to whether or not you have to prove that your ancestry traces back to slavery
No proof. Just ask for it and you get it.
That could be the case. All right. When we return, the 2 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to an assembly member, a Republican, who says he was part of a press conference the other day about public safety in California. Crime control in California, not gun control. That, your chance for $1,000. Another keyword is around the corner. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.